Our first story this morning was about exercise and nutrition and how that can have a positive impact on your mood. But our story now is going to be about how art can be used to tackle the issues that we face regarding mental health in the 21st century. So in recent years, there's been a growing number of people who've been raising awareness of the negative effects of anxiety and how we can work towards improving our mental health. Now, The Big Anxiety is a Sydney-based festival running until the 9th of November. It's a platform for scientists, artists, and the community to use art to have a conversation about and sort of promote the curiosity and awareness of anxiety. To talk about our mental health and the Big Anxiety Festival, we're joined by Professor Jill Bennett. Now, Professor Bennett is the Executive and Artistic Director of the Big Anxiety Festival. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Now tell us a little bit more about this festival.
Well, it's a biannual festival. It started in 2017 as a bit of an experiment because we knew that, the arts had a lot to offer in terms of understanding mental health and, you know, increasingly people are interested in thinking about their anxiety and, you know, other related issues, toxic workplaces, how to connect with others, and the sort of non-medical issues like loneliness and well-being and care. And so we knew that the arts are sort of underutilized in this area because arts is the one place where, artists have always dealt with really complex mental states and emotions. And at the same time, you have the mental health sector saying 65% of Australians with a mental health issue don't seek help. So we understood that we needed to sort of find different ways to get out in the community and not just message people, but find richer ways of engaging. So by using an arts festival, we're trying to address mental health, but do it in spaces that people want to be in. So it's not like help seeking or stepping into a health sector. It's about having enriching and interesting conversations and engaging with really stimulating artwork while doing this other kind of work.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. And I love how you say it's a way of engaging with people, you know, rather than someone having to walk into a counsellor's office or, a more clinical or sterile environment. It's almost like by making the piece of art about anxiety, it's almost that you're not talking about your own anxiety. Does that kind of resonate?
Totally. And this is, my background has been in sort of teaching in the university. And this is where I first understood that actually you show people, you know, films, art, and they use it to talk, to reflect on personal circumstances. And, we all know that a great film can be what gives you insight into other people's lives or your own. So it's looking at how we can really sort of mobilise that a bit more. And so this time, for example, we've got a big centrepiece exhibition called the Empathy Clinic. And that is really about, the work is very broad ranging and there's sort of virtual reality experiences of different people's lives, as well as in a more conventional art. But the idea is that it does something to you. You can actually acquire insight and empathy skills. And so if you want to, we've also got an app called courseofempathy.org. And that sort of uses these artistic resources to really achieve some sort of change. It will make you more empathetic. I think we're sort of confident in saying that because we know how that perspective sharing in a very rich way really does work.
Yeah,
and open people up.
I think that's a great initiative because I do believe that in our current times we're all quite siloed. We think we're all so connected, but actually we're all extremely siloed and preoccupied with our own lives. That having empathy for someone else or stepping outside your own kind of issues or mindset and really engaging or having some consideration for someone else, that's a really positive thing to be promoting. Now, where can we find the Big Anxiety Festival?
Well, all over Sydney. The Empathy Clinic exhibition is actually at UNSW Galleries, which is in Paddington, quite a large gallery complex that not everybody knows about. But, so there are sort of three gallery exhibitions there about empathy. And then we have a lot of pop-ups around Sydney. So we've got a program called Awkward Conversations, which is what it sounds like, sort of revels in the fact that conversations are awkward, right? And nobody wants to be help seeking, or, you know, we talk a lot about, you know, disclosing your kind of mental health concerns, but, you know, it's not easy, and who wants to do it? And so with artists and professionals with lived experience, we're trying to create a space where we can just sort of go with the flow. You can pick conversations, one-on-one conversations with people that should be stimulating and fun, but quite potentially quite deep as well. So they're in and around Customs House on the weekend of 12th and 13th. And then we have an associated program called the S Word on World Mental Health Day, which is 10th of October in the morning, with Lifeline. And it's another version of these awkward conversations, but in this case, the Lifeline volunteers are working with us to, we're going to have this giant F on the lawn.
Are you saying F, sorry, are you saying F for Fred or S for Sally?
No, S. It's actually S for suicide. We call it the
S word, right? Okay,
and,
yes.
The S word, because this is the, you know, the big one that we know we need to start talking about, but nobody can.
And so
we did a little version of this last time, very intimate conversations. And what we found was people had a lot to say and a lot to ask. Like, oh, my God, how do I know? Where does suicide come from? Should I be worried? Should I be worried about me? Should I be worried about other people?
Yeah.
So it is one of the big taboos in our culture.
Yeah.
And so, again, we're trying to make it really easy, bringing in the Lifeline team.
Yeah, the Lifeline team are great, aren't they?
They are great. And they'll be, again, it's sort of one-to-one conversations, but we'll have heaps of Lifeline crisis, the telephone volunteers, who you can just hook up with and stroll around this, be like a giant blue carpet S that you can... just front up and ask anything.
Ask questions. Anything. That is awesome. And what's your website where people can go and find out more information about the Big Anxiety Festival for this year?
It's thebiganxiety.org. Everything's on there. And there's also the courseofempathy.org, which is what it sounds like. It's a course, but also actually not too academic and onerous, but yeah, it'll be fun as well.
No, that's great. Look, Professor Jill Bennett, thank you so much for your time. We really, really appreciate it. It sounds like a fabulous festival. All the best with it.
Lovely. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Bye.